Hi, Giants fans. I'm Eddie Maggs in Eatontown, New Jersey. Come on in and check out my Giants man cave. I grew up in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, just going to the games. Friends of mine would have tickets, and I'd always go with them. And, you know, that's when the passion and the love began. Been a fan for a long time. I got pictures of me and Lawrence Taylor, Phil Sims, autographed football. My first card I ever got that started the whole thing, Big Blue. Giants Pride, that's where it all started. These are the stadium seats that you could buy. And being a big fan, and it was the old Giants Stadium, it was the first stadium that I ever went to, so I said, I gotta buy the seats, so I ended up getting them. And different statues and figures I've got. In 2006, 2007 for the championship at the celebration at the Meadowlands. I got the gazoos and the confetti and all that stuff. And when Michael Strahan had the sack record for the Giants, there's a figure that came out. It was actually with him sacking Donovan McNabb. Oh, I had to switch it out and put the Brett Favre in there. My Christmas tree I put up every year. It's got Giants everywhere, the blue lights for Big Blue. I'm a volunteer fireman. I've been a fireman for just about 25 years. And it's the Shrewsbury Hose Company, number one in Shrewsbury, New Jersey.
Ed would combine his love for Big Blue and being a fireman by creating something that now lives in Giants history.
A passion for both. I just wanted to make something. And sure enough, I made the helmet and had that, the Giants logo on it.
And in 2010, former Giants defensive captain Justin Tuck would take a liking to Eddie's creation.
I went to a local car dealership. Gold Coast Cadillac, and I brought it. They had him in for an autograph signing. Brought the helmet in, and he looked at it and goes, "Where did you get that?" I said, "I made this." He goes, "I would really love to wear this to honor 9/11." So it's opening day, first home game of the new stadium. So I ended up going to the game, not knowing if Justin was really going to wear the helmet or not. And sure enough, Justin Tuck was the last one being introduced, and here's your defensive captain, Justin Tuck, and he came out running with the helmet on, and it was. I mean, I was filming the whole thing. I dropped my camera and screaming. It was such an incredible, incredible feeling. All right, this is the famous Justin Tuck fire helmet that he wore to honor 9/11 at the first home game of the new Meadowlands Stadium. Got a picture over here of him wearing it. 2011 and 2012 season was very special to me, as you can see. I took my son to his very first game this year, and when he found out that I was taking him, he goes, "Dad, can you make me a helmet just like yours?" I said, it was 3 days before the game, so I said, let me see what I can do. And sure enough, I took a little mini helmet and a mini Giants helmet here and tried to make it up for him. Okay, over here I got my Hess trucks. Obviously, being a fireman, I got a lot of the fire trucks here on display. Got the new one here from the 2015. This one actually is from 1970. It means a lot to me because it was one of the first trucks I ever got. And basically, for all I know, it could be the reason why I'm a fireman today. In 2011, the Giants decided to put 10 lucky fans on their tickets, and the Giants consider them an ultimate fan. I told them the whole story about how you know, I've been a Giants fan for a long time, and everywhere I go, if I see some Giants, I have to buy it. I mean, as you can see, I got so much stuff here. And they made me a finalist, and then you had to vote on Facebook, and without my family and friends voting for me, I mean, it wouldn't happen. But, you know, it's the one thing I really respect and enjoy is the relationship I have with my friends and family, because without them, it wouldn't happen. And I was end up being one of the lucky 10, and we call ourselves the G-Men 10.
Today, let's welcome one of the winners, the fan on today's ticket, Ed Magenheimer.
That was so cool. I can't thank the Giants enough, first of all. I mean, my picture, my name, everything's in the game bill, the program, and all that stuff. And then I get to be honorary captain to the 50-yard line. As I'm flipping the coin toss, I'm standing there. There's Justin Tuck and Eli, and oh, it's such an incredible feeling. I mean, it was so awesome. As a fan, you'd only dream of this thing happening, and it actually came true. And all those years of being a Giants fan, it's like, you know, it makes it all worth it.
It's all about the Giants' pride. Go Giants!